Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. 340 million Christians have been persecuted in our world this last year. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
One thought I want to ask you about is a great global catastrophe we're reading about. And I know you've dealt with this issue in writing and even visiting the areas where it's taking place. It's a great global catastrophe we're reading about. And I can't believe this number. 340 million Christians, 340 million have been persecuted around the world, many of them killed. Boy, this is something that we need to make known to the world and deal with it, don't we?
Absolutely. And this is an annual report that the organization Open Doors does about persecution of Christians. And they rank countries who are the worst around the world in terms of persecution. Number one on the list is North Korea. It is deadly to be caught as a Christian or to be practicing your faith as a Christian in North Korea, literally deadly to you and your family. After that comes countries such as Iran, Libya, Syria, and others in the Middle East. Nigeria is a country where the most Christians are killed every year by Muslim fundamentalists. And that's really what this is about. With the exception of North Korea and China, most of the murders of Christians are carried out by Muslim extremists who are enforcing Sharia law. And Sharia law says to Christians, you have basically two choices. You can convert to Islam or we will kill you. And that's what we're seeing play out in many of these countries. It's a tragedy, but I really encourage listeners to look at the Open Doors website. They can find this worldwide persecution report for this year. It's a very disturbing reading.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the persecution of 340 million Christians in our world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This report from Ken Timmerman is very shocking. However, that's not the main problem. The real tragedy is that this information is not being made known by the mainstream media. That number of persecuted Christians, 340 million, is about the same number as the population of America. The list of nations persecuting and killing Christians is a list of rogue nations in our world today, and also a list of Islamic nations that believe that Christians must either convert or they die. This is a precursor to the seven-year period of judgment that is coming to our world seemingly in the very near future. That time of judgment, the tribulation period, will see many believers in Jesus killed because of their faith. That can be found in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...